numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin live from the South Point Hotel Casino, tip of the strip. One thing before we get to the crack man, which we haven't mentioned, obviously. By the way, thanks to Eric Eager for hanging out with us for three segments. That was awesome.
That was great.
How pumped are you for football?
I'm ready to go.
Can we get the real thing here already? I know there's one more week of the kicker is, or the real kick in the butt is, we didn't go from 4 weeks of preseason to three, and then the season starts. We went from four to three, and then there's a week off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to wait longer. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing, obviously, that happened in sports yesterday, it doesn't really have a betting implication, but Shohei Ohtani, of course, with a tear in the ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow, will not pitch again this season. That per Perry Manassian, the Angels GM, said Wednesday night. So Shohei had 26 pitches in yesterday, and then the pain. And the Angels were saying, you know, we only knew, you know, before about the blister, obviously, about cramping in the hand. We never really knew about the pain until last night. And so Shohei is shut down for the rest of the season, and from a pitching standpoint, we'll see about the other stuff. By the way, insult to injury, or injury to injury, I should say, to be more accurate. Then Mike Trout, who had just started playing again, he's going on the IL with, and I want to get this right, because these are now you get into injuries where I'm like, the Hammett fracture.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah,
it's amazing how much that one flew under the radar, though, after Shohei. Yeah.
His attempts to swing in Tuesday's game, quote, didn't go well, unquote, from Manassian. So anyway, the Angels, who have the worst, you know, what are they, 5-16 since the trade deadline, and I contend still to this day, they could not have traded Shohei beforehand. I know now it's like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? Look what happened to them. I just think as a franchise, they couldn't have, and everything has gone wrong for them. And now the free agency for Shohei becomes interesting because instead of $500 million, maybe he gets a couple hundred million less. I don't know. He's not going to be able to pitch till the year 2025 if he gets surgery here, which, you know, and he had surgery once already. He had Tommy John in 2018 on this.
Do you think it will affect it that much, free agency?
Oh, he'll still get paid. Huge. I mean, he's still...
I'm a little bit too sensitive towards it, you know what I mean? And like, okay, bet you want to feel like, dude, bet the money line on the other side a little bit for a couple bucks. Then you have a nice middle, and your exposure is not as much. But that just kind of always surprises me when that happens. But you know, it's you're only as good as your last pick.
Oh, it's
and
so
you know,
true.
I'm dead serious. You're only as good as your last week. It's that simple.
Yes.
In the business. And
well,
you know,
also people are landing on you at different times, so they don't know that you hit.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's probably the greatest thing I've heard in a while.
Yeah.
People are landing on me at different, you know, how many times I had great months and then I had a bad week when someone came on board and then it was like, what is this? I thought you were, you know, no, you don't win every week.
No,
you don't. I even have a losing month here and there. It's rare. You know, it's funny. I talk about on this show about being a gambler that goes out and I lose playing video poker. Even though I get deals, I just have run bad. Mathematically, it's in my favor to actually win on the deals I get. But I've just run bad the last couple of years in video poker. But it's a fraction of what I make betting sports. But some people on, like, they only want to hear that you lose. I noticed from some of the comments, people were saying, make up your mind. Do you lose or win? And this is not, we're talking about sports betting. Sports betting,
amazing.
I haven't had a losing year in 28 years. I mean, but of course, and you have, you know, fluctuations of millions of hands of video poker that, of course, that you can lose, even with a deal. And when I say a deal, that means getting upfront money, getting bonus money, getting offers, maybe getting a beautiful RFB room and suite, slot tournaments, whatever. Anyway.
Can we just seize on this point? Because I don't think we talk about this quite enough, which is no matter how good you are at anything, and, you know, I can go back, like, I had, like, you remember, 2012, 2014, I had these monster great baseball seasons.
I do remember.
You know what happened the year in between 2013 when I first started? I had a worst season ever, right? So it's like
you
can also go seasons where you're great followed by seasons where you're not good. Tennis, right? Hard courts 2020, 2021, we couldn't lose, right? Now I'm in this rut, right, where we're getting, tennis isn't football, but okay. I'm just making a point here at the end, which is, and it came to a head on Sunday. I was texting with Kelly. I had a tennis bet. I was plus 200 on Marc Andrea Wessler, plus 200. It closed plus 115.
Right.
Now that's not a plus 385 to plus 300. That's plus 200 to plus 150. Yeah. So forget the CLV. Then I'm up four. Hessler's up 4-0 in four love in the last set, and the other guy walks off the court. So it's a refund at most books. So I guess what I'm saying is this too: is it doesn't matter who you are or what you're. You will get in a rut. You will get in a stretch where nothing goes right for you.
Of course,
you will. You just will. And if you don't, you haven't done this long enough, or you're lying.
Sure.
One or the other.
Sure.
So
sure.
Yes, I hope we don't give the impression. I think our audience does. That is not the impression we're trying to give. This is. Look, it's set up, right, in general, to be the toughest thing to beat there is. And so even sometimes where it gets really frustrating is even when you're handicapping well and it doesn't go your way, then it really can be frustrating. We're all human and it gets that way. But just so people who are landing on this for the first time, you know, are wondering, what are these guys all about? We're, if nothing else, super honest about what this is. And, you know, to the extent that you can have greater stretches that – eclipse the bad stretches. That's what you're going for in general here. It's a grind.
You said something else there. I pick up little nuggets every time you talk about something like this. Yes, we are very, we talk about our losses. It's very unusual in this sports betting media world that we do talk about losses. The content providers are out there now. Everything is lollipops, sunshines, and rainbows all the time. So to hear that, it's refreshing that, you know, we do talk about that on this show. Speaking of content providers, I just don't know what's – it's still going on. Now some of them are being exposed. There's been a lot fired, a lot let go. There's some bad, bad content providers. I'm not saying I'm the best. There's much better than me out there, by the way. I'm not saying that. But there's some bad content providers. I listened to someone – last week, because someone sent me something. I wouldn't purposely listen to this group, these Fugazi people. But I listened to this, and they all gave out, like, everything. They make cases for everyone. They're, you know, even among some sharps, there's so much love for teams this year. And I actually had to write them down, because it's true. I've heard so much love for every team. Pittsburgh, Atlanta's going to be better. Pittsburgh's going to be better. Philadelphia, right. Of course, they're still good. Kansas City, other Super Bowl. Detroit's going to be better. Tennessee is going to be better. Now, I can keep on going. Chargers, San Fran, Seattle, Green Bay, Minnesota, Cleveland, the Jets, even your guest you just had, Washington, Baltimore, Miami, Jacksonville, Dallas, the Saints.
Everybody's winning 10.
Nothing but who's going to lose?
But this was my point about, like, when we talk survivor strategy, you know, you can talk survivor strategy. I talked about it for half a segment a few weeks ago. I'll redo it before the season starts, which is some people say, oh, yeah, I do out my whole strategy on a my whole season mapped out on a napkin before the season even starts. And my whole thing is any of us who claim to know, anybody who has the audacity to think they know what's going to happen week one,
right?
Like, just how many times do you have to go through this? Do you realize, in general, none of us knows a damn thing?
Yeah.
Like, we can certainly, don't get me wrong, what I'm saying is we can certainly think it out. We all make bets. We make bets based on our conviction, based on our logic. But in the end, they're every single week one of every NFL season, inevitably we're like, oh, my God, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Right? So it's just this.
Jacksonville. Yeah. How did that happen?
Yeah. It's the NFL.
It's the NFL. Have you, you've talked about Survivor today. I missed it.
I didn't do strategy. I did strategy a few weeks ago. I just talked about getting them yesterday. I ended up with, we'll talk about Survivor out the other side.
After the break, we'll talk about Survivor. Yeah. Good.
Because I have a philosophy that I talked about at the beginning of the show, and I'm curious what you think, because I know you go a different direction on that. Bill Krakenberger, unscripted in studio, right here on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Legendary sports bettor Billy Walters recently sat down with Brent Musburger to discuss his new book, Gambler, Secrets from a Life at Risk. Now, for a limited time, get a free copy of Billy Walters' new book, When You Become a VSiN Pro Annual Subscriber. How about that? Free book from Billy Walters. Just sign up on a new VSiN Pro Annual Subscription today and use promo code BILLY. Get an entire year of Visa Pro access to our daily best bets, season prep betting guides, 24/7 video, and pro tools like our exclusive betting splits. Remember to use promo code Billy when you sign up for a Visa Pro annual subscription to get your free copy of the book. Copies limited. They are limited. So sign up at VSiN.com/subscribe today. We don't have a million of these books. They're limited, Kelly. Get in quick.
That's right.
What do you think? We have just books everywhere lying around? No, we don't.
No.
Limited.
Not at all.
Fezzik, I was with Wishnev last night, right? Wishnev and I were like, hey, let's watch some baseball together. By the way, at Caesars, in the middle of watching baseball, all the screens go out. And we're like, what's wrong with this place? And Todd says to me, he goes, is there weather? Like, is it raining outside? I'm like, no, you idiot. It's not raining. You
couldn't even see.
By the way, we go to the door, and it's a monsoon.
You couldn't even see. It was worse than that storm they had a couple days earlier.
I was like, what? No, this was not in the forecast.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was supposed to rain.
What was that?
You couldn't even see here last night. Sideways rain. And you were at Caesars.
We're at Caesars.
That is the place that I seen a terrible flood 25 years ago. Cars being flown.
Oh, it was floody.
That is. So you did you? Was it floody there?
Yes, it was.
Because that is like the low point is Caesars and the Link across the street.
Link is the real low point.
That was bad over there.
But Caesars, you had to dodge puddles for sure outside. But anyway, so Fezzik happens to, just by coincidence, we show up. So it was the three of us. And Fezzik at one point says to me, he goes, Gilly, what do you think the spread on the week 4 Eagles? If I said to you the week 4 game between the Eagles and Washington at Philly, what do you think the spread will be? He asked me to guess the line, and I said, well, it'll be more than a touchdown. And he said, how confident are you that it'll be more than a touchdown? I said, very. He goes, so am I. Steve Fezzik, what did he call it? I said, what do you want me to call this from you, Steve? He said something like the nerd ball square play of the year, whatever he said. But he's like, grab Philly -7 because there's no way, he agrees with me, there's no way that this is going to stay 7. Now, obviously, we have to see what the teams do the first 3 weeks. But that's his nerd ball
September
square
25th.
Play of the year.
Eagles.
Week 4.
Oh, it was on a, is it? No, I'm sorry. I have the wrong date. Week 4. It's October 1st.
Yeah, October 1st. Yeah.
October 1st.
I mean, it's all the schedules, right, Kel? So Eagles right off the bat, you got at New England, home against the Vikings, and at Tampa Bay before that. So you would think they're 3-0 heading into that game.
Eagles at home, -7, -20. Yeah. It's still there at DraftKings. Unfortunately, we can't bet it here.
Nope.
But and they do take a lot of, you know, I was at a counter recently in Foxwoods, and they were happy to take at least 3,000 on games. So these look ahead games. So wish I was there, Steve. But yeah, good information. He says I will personally buy both of you dinner if this does not close 9 or higher. I have a deal. Use some of those comp points you have over at Caesars and take Gil and I to Nobu.
He will, by the way.
But no matter what.
When he says buy for dinner, that's exactly what he means. He's like, I'm not buying you dinner. I'm using my points for
God's sake. I was at the sports book there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'm at the sports book, and Steve grabs me and says, do you have a few minutes? I said, yeah. And he says, come with me. And he walked me over to the front, you know, where they, you know, with the seven, I have a 7-star card. I don't know the perks of the card. You get 4 drinks of choice.
Every day.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every day.
So he's like, you got to get, like, the apple juice, which is, like, Martinelli's apple juice, which is the most expensive.
Oh, $9. That's the best apple juice.
Put you right in a sugar coma. $9 a bottle, so $36. And you get a piece of banana bread, he said.
Oh, he knows
so you do this every day.
I say this with
love. And, of course, Steve tips, too. I watched him tip.
He knows every optimal situation with
optimal,
those points.
That's exactly what it was. It was an optimal situation. So
yeah.
I haven't went back since. Steve's going to be upset at me. It's been 3 weeks. I have not been back for my free banana bread and 4 drinks of choice since that day. But I went to the valet guys.
Nobu is the jam, though. You hit on that. That would be the best use of your points.
The valet guys told me people are so sick over there that they give them $3, pull to the side, up right out, and they go get their 4 juices, their banana bread, and come out every day. They have a couple guys that do it every single day.
What?
Just to get
that's
the banana
incredible.
Bread.
Just to fill up their outdoor cooler for their pool with Martinelli's apple juice. Or you can get anything. You can get any drink.
I did that to make a bet.
Actually, alcohol is good. The mixers, you can get them too.
Yeah, so. I'm not an alcohol
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, we're not alcohol guys. So but you did that to make a bet outside?
At their secret side valet
entrance.
Place.
You
side
the guy 10 bucks up right out.
Yeah, I'll that's be right it. Out.
Yeah.
Cool.
If you don't have a 7-star, $10 up right
oh,
out.
Oh, even if you're not a 7-star.
Well, I think $10 overrides a lot of things.
10 will get you 20, past 7-star.
20 will get you, you know, you can keep your own keys.
That's correct.
Yeah.
By the way, the 20 is the pass for anything. So I remember like the Mayweather Pacquiao night where the taxi lines, this is where I get back in the day when I used to take taxis, pre-ride, it was like taxi lines were a mile long. I was like, just give him a 20. We'll get to the front of the line. No problem.
Right.
No one gets that.
It's incredible how
it still works. Yeah. No one
I just
wants
did
to
the
do
other
it.
Night.
Is that what it is?
The average American is very cheap. Yeah. Not that I'm saying that, you know, certain things I'm very frugal on too. But, I mean, there are some weird, I'm weird about some certain things.
This is a great subject.
Yeah.
I am totally weird.
I mean,
about
I'll blow money
things.
Doing stupid things, but certain things I got to get the best of. I'll wait online at Costco to save the 15 cents a gallon.
Let me just tell you what happened the other day. And I thought to myself exactly this. I'm like, you are Meshuggah. Like,
right.
I look at myself and 100%. I'm like, something's wrong with you. Because there'll be multiple thousands of dollars on a random tennis match, right? But if Lyft or Uber tries to give me a $5 cancellation fee that I feel is unjustified,
I will
go to the mat with them on this.
I mean, we flipped out on this show before over Smith's. Oh. How dare you on automatic checkout ask me if I want to tip you or not?
Oh, that's the
Are you kidding sick? Me? I'm going to storm out of this.
Isn't that sick? Now, all the to-go food, you go and pick up food and pick up things like he's at Smith's. It's out of control. Everyone's looking to shake it down for something.
Oh, yeah. That part is ridiculous.
Self-checkout.
But just think about how, and everybody has their thing, but just think about how skewed one's brain is. That, you know, it's the old Letterman thing, the Letterman joke where the guy goes around, I've said this a million times, goes around to every house, oh, will you give me some money? My wife's in the hospital, blah, blah, blah. He's in Vegas. No, sorry. He goes to the 11th house, and finally they're like, sir, we'd love to give you money, but how do we know you're not going to just take this money and go gamble it away? And he goes, oh, I've got gambling money. Right? So it's the compartmentalization of your brain where you're oh, no. This, to me, is worth doing. But God forbid you try to unjustifiably take that $5 away from me, Mr. Uber, because you do not deserve to take that from me.
It's the point.
Oh, that driver was never coming here.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the absolute point. They cancel things.
Such a Larry
true,
David.
Certain things.
We're just men of principle.
That's what we are.
Steve texting, the best deal right now is Rio All-American Burger. Pull in, park for a minute, run in, get your 4 33-ounce large Pellegrinos. And walk out.
Fezzik can live text this show all day with deals.
I'm doing a day with Fezzik. Fezzik, I'm going to call you up. I need a rewards day around Vegas.
Yeah, he's right. They get the best of everything.
An auction prize should be a
it really
day with
should.
Fezzik.
Just to learn about all this stuff. Like you and I talk all the time about how all rewards things that we know we have that we have no idea how to utilize.
I'm going
to
give you a subject for you that I know you're a good tipper too. I'm a good tipper in Fez's. Yet, I'll... don't care about over tipping a waitress or I seen a pregnant waitress, I don't know, maybe 3-4 months ago, and I had to ask her, I said, how do are you? She says, I'm going to be, this is my last day. She was getting ready to have a kid. I mean, she was big. Mm-hmm. I'll have no problem over tipping somebody if she's good, a good waitress, a situation like that.
However.
Situational though, how we're so, I'm going to say I'm so nitty about certain things.
I am too.
Not on other people. On myself. It's myself. It's not others. I have no problem going out, spending money on dinners, taking people out to dinner, buying things, over tipping. I've given 100% tips and more than that, you know, because people are just, they just deserve it because I know what everyone else is giving. I know that not everyone. I know a lot of people, though, that actually take the tax off, take the alcohol off, and now tip 15% of that. so now you're down to like 11%.
That's right.
I knew one of the biggest spenders in the world. I'm not going to say who it is. People knowing will know who I'm talking about. They went to the Palm, spent $2,000 on bottles of wine. Didn't tip on the wine. Spent, you know, literally went to and had $5,000 bills. I've been with this person multiple times. $5,000 bills. $3,000 of it was wine. And they only tip on the $2,000. And on the $2,000, I touch a Bible. I had to go back behind because the waiter was so good and give the waiter an extra couple $100. Because he on a $5,000 bill, he tipped $200. Yeah.
But you have your things also where you're like...
But I have my things.
Yeah, where you're like, I don't know if I want to tip you $5 every day to park my car here. Shouldn't there be some sort of compromise on this?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I like to... Now, I'm one that thinks that you should tip in situations where
valet,
I know people know I'm a better...
But I'm talking about if you're at where you used to live and where I live, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I should be doing this every day.
Those guys tried to really shake me down.
Yes,
if I never
they
told
do.
You.
Oh, yeah.
They told me, listen, Bill, this is when I lived in the same high-rise.
Yeah.
$300 a month, and we'll have your car here for you. This is 12 years ago, 10 years ago, when they opened, when that opened.
That's a lot of money.
And they'll have your car for you in the morning, $300. I mean, that's just, I hate being told that I have to tip.
That's correct.
You know, I like to tip because you deserve the service. You deserve the money because of your service.
We are complicated human beings.
Yeah, we're complicated.
We are. So make the world go. That's what makes the world go around. It's Bill Krakenberger, everybody. At Bill Krakman with the K on Twitter. We'll come back and we'll talk Survivor next right here on the Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get rewarded before you ever place a bet with the G-Bank Visa Signature Card. Unlike other credit cards that decline sports betting transactions or treat them as a cash advance, the G-Bank Visa Signature Card can load directly to your favorite sportsbook apps. You'll earn a 1% cash rewards on gaming and sports app loads every time and 2% on other purchases. G-Bank Visa is a card designed for gaming and sports fans everywhere and works with apps like DraftKings, BetMGM, and Caesars. To learn more, go to g.bank/VSiN. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, unscripted with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger. By the way, we get tweets at Beating the Book. I always appreciate everybody for chiming in on the various things we talk about on the show. Mike Alvarez, owning the nerds, might have to make it into the one of those idiots that believes in analytics pantheon. Sorry, didn't know Eric's handle, so he didn't tag him. Steven Vegas, time recommendation. Don't bother watching Swamp Kings, the Florida Gators Netflix doc. We all thought Tebow, Aaron Hernandez, Urban, sex, drugs, murder, almost none of that is covered.
Yeah,
P.S.
Heard a lot of this.
Oh, is that right? Not worth it. P.S. on a separate note, I agree we all need the circus shower replicated at home. A lot of talk on the circus shower. Doug Wedge, co-sign on the showers at Circa, tremendous. Also, every room I've stayed in is very spacious and included a couch. Only place I want to stay now when I'm in Vegas. Did my Twitter profile make it obvious? Keno Walker, welcome back, Gil. Anyone have a favorite chapter in Billy Walters' Gambler? Great book. I haven't read it yet, so I can't comment.
At all.
Trevor Warwick. Oh, Trevor, I thought about this too. Thoughts on Dan Campbell, first coach fired. Long shot, but what happens if they just fall right on their face and out the gate and bad coaching decisions lead to those losses? He's not on the hot seat? I agree with you. I thought about it before I pulled the trigger on Eberflus.
I think that's completely possible. Just because how many years do we have to go back to find this kind of pressure on the Lions heading into a season, right?
Oh, I can't even name you a year. Chance Copperpot points out I was wrong. I said no real betting implications on Ohtani, but of course, those who have the home run prop, who will have the most home runs, of course. It's been so kind to be bummed out that he's done for the season. He's got Ohtani for the most home runs, and right now, the Major League home run sort of leaderboard, if you will, Shohei with 44, Matt Olson with 43. Pete Alonso, four back in third place. By the way, Aaron Judge with a three-home-run game. He ends with that three-home-run game yesterday. He's in the top five in the American League in home runs all of a sudden just with that game.
Jeez.
Yesterday. But Shohei's got a one home-run lead over Matt Olson. Always appreciate the tweets. Oh, Scott, New York Mets 16, says, just marked off the Fugazi square on my long shot bingo card. Just need a Fakakta for the win. All right, well, stick around. Maybe we'll get to Fakakta. Survivor. You ended up going 10 or you end up going 10 each way like three different times or something.
Yeah, I'm going to have, I guess we're going to talk about this on this show we're filming.
We are filming a show, yes. Yeah. Well, yeah. Not us. We are part of a show.
We're part of a show.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, so what's going on down there? I'm sorry, I don't know either.
I don't know either.
Oh, you don't know? Because I heard Kelly just say something about like a radio row
having? Yeah. Eager was telling us. Interesting. Circa, they have a panel.
Uh-huh.
Which bunch of stuff going Eric on for Eager's the contest sign-up weekend.
Contest sign-up weekend.
Yeah. But then they have a radio
The next 3 days, today, tomorrow, the next day?
Yeah, I think the next,
tomorrow.
Today, tomorrow,
so that's probably they want us down there filming some stuff then.
Filming some stuff about Survivor. We are part of it. We're not behind this. We're just part of this. Talk about Survivor. I was talking about the beginning of the show. So yesterday was the day I went in to get my millions. I only got one entry in millions. And my question to myself was, how many Survivor entries would I get? Last year, when there was a maximum of 6, I ended up with 5. And I thought I was, I was like, oh, well, there's 10 this year. I'll get close to 10.
All you?
All me. And then in the end, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get 5 again. And here's why. I feel as though, and I'll just at the risk of repeating myself for those who missed it, I feel as though with Survivor that there is a useless redundancy at some point, if that makes sense. So in other words, yes, do we all want to have multiple entries available to us at Thanksgiving rather than having one left? Sure. But I believe that's a byproduct of how you play the game, not starting with a million entries. In other words, I feel there's enough, there's too many weeks in between week one and Thanksgiving.
Right.
Sure, is one person or two people in that entire, this is what happens every year. Does it end up with where there's, you know, two guys or three guys that have multiple entries at Thanksgiving? Yes. But the other thousands that started out with 30 don't.
Right.
They're either out or they have one, if they're lucky. So I guess my point is that it's a useless redundancy. I don't feel like there's an optimal way to play that many. I say this all the time. I go, the only one you play optimally is your last one, is the one. Everything else is creativity. And your creativity might be fortunate, but chances are we're all going to end up with the same in the end. So ergo, why am I going to go all in at the beginning anyway when I'm just doubling what I was going to do anyway? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to answer this on air.
Yeah.
I'd love to partake with you and get five more with you, and we split all 10, or we just do something. You take a piece of the other five or something, because my five are going to be based on two other guys, which I'm not going to mention on air. I'll ask them first, and I'll mention it again next week. Is based on their picks, what they think is good, and also my input also. So that's, it's hard to find someone. You know, my friend last year, I told you, remember, he came in like 50th last year.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I'm giving you 20,000. I need you to get 20 entries. It's not that easy to find someone to trust with $2 million if I see you split.
This is millions you're talking about.
No, this is actually,
this is
he wants 20 survivor entries.
Yeah.
I was like, it's not easy to find someone.
Oh, that's right. We had this conversation last year where if he won, remember?
Yeah, how much would I get?
How much would you get?
I'm not taking a piece. He's like, take any piece you want. No. It's not discussed yet, but I'll be real blunt. No, I'm not taking any piece I want. I just, when we win, I'll let you know how much I'm taking.
What, and that number that you said last year, do you remember what number that was?
I don't know, a third.
You said a million.
Oh, a million for.
And you had nothing to do with the picks.
A third's more. To do with the picks at all.
Which I said to you was a little much. I thought that was a little much.
We'll negotiate. It's a good starting point, a million.
A good starting point.
Yeah, we can negotiate.
A million.
But, he doesn't realize how hard it is to do that, though. I'm going to give you 20 picks, and you have to trust somebody.
Sure.
If they win, you know, so.
Of course.
So I need as many honest people around me as I can get. So maybe we'll talk about it off air or something.
I'd love to do one of these, but all it's going to do is confuse me more. I'm just going to have more things, or I'm just going to duplicate what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Basically on your five. So that's the problem with that.
Oh,
right?
I don't want you to do that.
No, so that's what I mean. Like, I don't want to have.
You don't want no other opinions?
It's not about no other opinions.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to. It's the same reason why I'm not getting 10, right?
Right.
I don't want to have to do it that many ways.
Okay.
Because I don't.
I'm one that would say, I would say, wow. I have three guys, two of them are contest pros, won a lot of money in contests, and now they want to be part of my entries?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I mean no offense by it. I hope people understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm smarter than them.
Yeah.
What I'm saying
you have a lot of money.
I'm saying is the experience is going to be polluted even more for me, where it's like, oh, no, this is too much to think about.
Sounds like the answer is no. Okay.
Let's
get to the bottom line.
But do you understand why?
Probably not.
Oh, come on.
But it's okay.
Probably not.
No, it's okay.
Probably
I'm going to get Joe this slot machine tech over there and see if I can
He's
going to
crush. And you're going to get your million from him. Good luck.
No, it's all good. I understand. This show is actually going to be very hard to film because
it is.
Great point. I'll tell you. Like, Steven sent me an email. He goes, crack, do you have any ideas for the show? And I said, I told him, one of which was you and I. I said, listen, Gil and I last year had some great conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Great conversations last year about Survivor. Because this film,
there's
some
so
of the episodes of the
about.
Show, some pieces, or just get some pieces off of, I know it's on YouTube. You know, get some pieces off YouTube. But there's also other things that I said to him, you know, it's not as easy. It's not as easy. I gave him some great ideas that I wrote up to him. I wrote like six paragraphs. I said when we filmed action, I'll read it to you. When we filmed action, one thing I thought was really successful was was getting video footage of the average Joe in the sports book on a Sunday. I thought it was so cool, the beginning of every episode.
They did such a great job with
that. It's amazing the range of emotions that people go through and how people are betting with their hearts. More importantly, they're overbetting. And then I said, listen, but then again, you know, if it wasn't for guys overbetting parlays and teasers, there wouldn't be room for guys like me to take out a little, you know, chunk of money. And so that I thought you have to be relatable to the public on something that you're consuming at home. You want to be relatable. You want someone to say, wow, yeah, that happens. That happens. You want to be relatable to the public. It's very important. And I said some of our Thursday conversations between Gil and I about Survivor was a great filming opportunity. You know, that's all. I just, you know, I don't, do you do this? Do you, when you, Sundays, are you, is your focus first on your Survivor teams?
Yes. I say it all the time.
It is.
I say, here's the thing.
Weekly bets.
What Survivor has done, contests in general, like, so if you talk to the Las Vegas Chris's of the world, or Selena says their contest picks matter more than any bets to them. But Survivor has, it is amazing. Like, if I took truth, I don't have to take truth serum. This is the truth. I'd be lying to you if I said I think about the bets more. I think way more about the Survivor play than anything.
You? No.
I do, 100%.
No. I put more stock in my weekly bets.
Okay. Week 12, let me get back to you.
Now, that's different. Yeah. Yes, obviously. Later it goes in. Yeah, sure. Yeah. You're right. Hope to be in at week 12.
Poked a hole on that one. More with the Crack Man next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows at hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander, live from the South Point Hotel. Tip of the Strip. Chris Felica chiming in. He said, by text, he said, It's going after me here. What did he say? He goes, very, very mean and ungrateful of Gil not to take you up on your offer. Some friend he is.
I didn't know he goes after you like that a little bit. I like that.
What do you mean? It's all he does.
Really?
That's his whole shtick on text.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Good.
I was like, okay.
I'm a big ball breaker. I mean, we grew up on, you know, where we grew up, New York, New Jersey, East Coast, Baltimore. All right. I mean, Washington, all those Chicago, Philly. I mean,
all day long.
That's part of our life. Is it? You have to.
All day long.
Can't laugh at yourself. God.
This is. God, people really chiming in on the showers. Michael Montesano won the booby prize at Circa year one of millions. He said, I texted my wife when I stayed at Circa for Bet Bash about the shower heads. Reminded me of the Seinfeld episode when Kramer and Newman bought a shower head from a shady character in a back alley.
It is water pressure in showers.
It's
one of the biggest things.
Oh, God.
It's everything.
And yes, that Seinfeld episode nails it. It's amazing. Like, when you get in a shower that has horrible water pressure. Oh, man, ruins
and
your
day. Like my towers, I've lived on floor 31 where we filmed action. And then I live on floor 3. And it's amazing. The 31 was terrible. 3 is great. Yeah, but I mean, it's amazing what and these are, you know, you're paying a lot of money, maintenance fees and stuff in these buildings. It's amazing what building you're on, what floor you're on. And I don't know if it's the same thing with casinos. So if a high floor, by the time that water reaches you, I don't know if it's
good question.
Or is it that something in the actual shower head?
You know what the problem is at Veer? Do you remember? Then?
Sure.
If you had a lot of vacancies around you, then you never knew what you were getting. Ooh.
Yes.
You didn't know if it was going to be scalding hot or freezing.
Yep.
It's all. And the water here, they call hard water
it
in Vegas.
It is hard water.
So you see calcification.
It is.
Yeah.
It's bad. Water's been very bad. I wouldn't drink the water in Las Vegas.
It's almost like human beings were not designed to live in a desert.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like that.
Usually a good restaurant will have a good filter system for the water, but I'd rather still get a nice bottle of
Aquapana. Yeah, and when your drinking water comes from a lake that's, you know, drying up and dead bodies are appearing.
That's true. No, that really is true. We don't talk about that enough anymore. There has
anymore.
Been multiple bodies.
We don't talk about that enough anymore.
You're waiting the past couple weeks.
That used to be a favorite go-to crack thing. Hey, yeah, look, God. All the water skiers out there. They were just water skiing. That's all they were doing. By the way, one tennis pick today. This is obviously, again, for those who missed it, U.S. Open. You're wondering, hey, what are you talking to U.S. Open? U.S. Open draw happens right after this show, like about 10 minutes from now, a little 12 minutes from now. So Drew Dinsick and I are going to do a U.S. Open podcast, Beating the Book podcast today, 3 p.m. Pacific. We'll let the draw come out, and then we will place bets accordingly. But I do have one play in Winston-Salem today. Again, all of these are available at VSiN.com/picks. I've not stopped giving tennis picks even when I was gone. Today, going back to the Max Purcell well, we hit on Purcell yesterday at plus 135. Purcell plus 101 today against Jiří Lehečka. Purcell on a roll, that should not be the price. Purcell at plus 101 is your one pre-U.S. Open play of the day in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Wow, I've been there. Haynes Mall. I've been through Winston-Salem. I've been to Raleigh. I've been through Greensboro. I've been through all those areas there. Really
beautiful
fun,
part of the
good
country.
People. Yeah, and good people, too.
Good people.
It's amazing when you think of the Southern hospitality down at the Masters this year, the employees and stuff, people in the South, I'm sorry, they're just nicer than New Yorkers. I'm sorry, and I'm a New Yorker.
I used to have a this is going to offend people, but when going the further north you got, generally meaner people got.
So you get up to Boston, it's real trouble.
That's right. I didn't want to say that. I went to school.
I love Boston people. Yeah,
but like it got a little harsher as you went up the northern.
Right. But no, down in Alabama, Mississippi, I've been to casinos down there, New Orleans down through there. Maybe not New Orleans, but I've been through like down the Biloxi and Gulfport there, Tunica. Boy, I tell you, I Memphis, I went to Graceland, some really great people, nice people, fun times. My one rant before we get off air,
please.
I do have a rant. Imagine me having a show without something going off on somebody or some company or something.
Nice job, by the way. A lot of response to your rant last week.
Yeah. Oh, a ton.
Yeah.
I didn't even tweet that out yet. I have a couple clips saved to tweet out about what happened in Atlantic City there.
Yeah.
Next week, it will be the week. It's supposed to be the court case, so we'll see. They fined these people in upwards of $1,000 now. It's not $500, it's $1,000.
We're talking about
the autistic child that was 20 years old sitting down with his mom.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, they
didn't know it was moving along that quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's 2 weeks. They got a fine, and 2 weeks they have to answer for the court date or whatever. Yeah.
What's your rant today, sir?
Caesars in Atlantic City, they have, by the way, the great seven-star lounges in Atlantic City. We talked about this compared to Vegas. I don't get why Vegas don't. Vegas, you're lucky if you get a bowl of peanuts and the four bottles of water that Steve's giving away.
Fezzik knows where to get those, too.
Yeah, but we don't have seven-star lounges. If Steve only seen, or maybe he did, I don't even know. Yeah. The seven-star lounges in Atlantic City are insane. They're so good. You go in, you order off a menu. You understand, you can order all you want off a menu. And, like, carving stations with fantastic turkey and roast beef and prime rib. I mean, just great just to be a seven-star member and have that. By the way, you can go every day for free. So there's one at Caesars, one at Harrah's, which are the better two, and one at Tropicana also. But the one at Caesars, I go in there, and every time I go, the lady that works there, she's the manager. I think her name's Stacy or something. She's just so nasty to everybody. She literally throws people out of there early. 7 o'clock. They're supposed to close 9. 7 o'clock, she's handing out plastic cups. Take your drinks with you. But by the way, if you drink, that's like, I'm told, I didn't realize this. I don't know how much a mixed drink you be. You could come within $10 of a price. If you go to a bar for a mixed drink, they're telling me they're like $12 to $15 for a mixed drink. Well, they're obviously free. Good alcohol, good top-tier alcohol that's free. But so I just don't understand why this lady has to be this mean to everyone. It's not just me. It's everyone. The employees know how mean she is. She's just so nasty. And I'm like, well, I give her $20. You don't have to give anything. I give her $20 one day, and I'm still waiting to sit. And she's just – how many people you had? I said, You could be nice. I gave you a tip. She goes, I don't need your money. I said, I'll take it back.
Wow.
She said, I don't need your money.
She said that to you.
She said, I don't need your money. I said, I'll take it back.
After taking
it. Yeah, I'll never tip her again.
Oh, man.
No, anyway. Yeah. Caesar should just know what's going on there. Anyway, that's my little rant for the day. Food's great, and the bartenders are great. The waiters and waitresses are great.
Yeah.
Always over-tipping them because you don't know what to tip. The food's free.
I want to say this about, just to be fair, we went after the Planet Hollywood experience here many times on the show.
Many times you did.
Many times on the show. I can tell whenever I walk in there, a bunch of them are sort of like, they've told me now in retrospect that they got a good talking to after we talked about
good.
Them. I just want to tell those people, I was like, first of all, Michelle is awesome, who works there. She was super helpful in every way on this. So shout out to Michelle, and she should get all her, you know, the just rewards on that. But yeah, I didn't have good experiences there. And
Multiple times.
And they did address them. They listened to the show. They played it back for a bunch of them. And it was addressed. So, you know, to the extent that we made anybody a little incrementally more polite.
What are you saying? He's doing this for the betterment of the experience for all the guests.
Yep.
You know, the president and CEO, they don't go to the sports book. And when they do, or when an executive, when the top four bosses walk around, what do you think's happening? Hi, sir. How are you? Everything is good. As soon as they leave, what do you want? You know?
That's
so,
right.
I mean, they're on their best behavior.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, you should actually go by. I said it when we talked about the subject, Caesar's Palace. Caesar's Palace Sportsbook is unbelievable. The way they run it, the lines they have a 7-star line and regular line. The managers there, all of the managers. I'm not going to mention one.
Super efficient.
Super. They know their job inside and out. They're great people. Love those guys over at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
So.
Although the app's a little glitchy, isn't it?
What's that?
It's a little glitchy, that app.
Oh, I'll take the glitch.
Oh, the app. I like
care.
The old app.
Still great.
Better. Is that what you mean?
It still doesn't.
I like the old app.
You know what? It still doesn't have the national offerings, though.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you're
we're
right.
Still not getting the full.
Not everything.
You're right.
We're still not getting the full menu. I hope for football we do.
Yeah.
But as up to this date, we are not getting the full breadth.
Now, wouldn't they, again, that's another thing. Wouldn't they want to know that we're not getting the full menu?
I hope so.
I do see the app as nothing like that. I like the old app much better. The antiquated one where I had a lot of different props and stuff to bet.
Yeah.
I knew where to go. This is a little bit tougher, this app.
You don't mind the glitches, Kelly? It drives me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's got more offer. I actually, for me, Bill, it's easier to navigate. I find it easier to navigate.
Well, that means a lot.
Yeah, it does.
That means it's probably they're going after people that are that's the younger crowd that says it's easy. So that's good.
But just give us all the national options.
Yeah.
That's all we ask.
We're done already?
We're done, buddy. Bill Krakenberger, everybody, Unscripted, for Kelly Bidlin, Gil Alexander, Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from Visa, the Sports Betting Network.